The Ghana Medical Association, GMA, has called for collaboration between NADMO and the association during disasters like last Wednesday's incident. The president of the association, Dr. Kwabinopoku Odisei, said some lives could have been saved at the scene of the incident if professional medical doctors were involved in rescue operations. He told Radio Ghana that there is a possibility that some victims were sent to the morgue without professionally ascertaining whether they were alive or dead. He spoke to Rita Mpabintete.
First concern is that it's very simple, just change from your room. Then it looks like you are watching a film. And then most of the things, the liquid that I heard and I saw was concentrated in the circle and then the disaster. I was in town 1:30 a.m. so I saw most of the things with my own eyes. It was very terrifying. The question is that now, there were so many political talks and statements. Could we have done all these talks the day before the rain?
After the Wednesday disaster, there are aftermath concerns that probably some of the victims were not yet dead, but they were carried to the morgue. What do you make of that issue too?
Remember the May 9th disaster, controversies has. We were told that some of them died because of the way they are even carried. They died from suffocation during the transport. At the Malcolm disaster, the way they were carried, we also told that some of them died because of the way they were carried, no ventilation, they would get dumped into the trash and they were carried away. Then this one, probably, apart from those who got burnt beyond recognition, probably it's possible. But a couple of weeks ago, there was a mass casualty like that in one of our hospitals. The doctor said that let me examine every patient one after the other. Lo and behold, one of them was still alive. The patient came to life. In the olden days, they were brought about weight keeping. They were not so advanced, so they would keep weight, hoping that if the person was in coma, the person will get up and come back to life. Then you recall what they call saved by the bell. When you were buried, there was a bell to the outside so that when you woke up and you tag the bell, then they will know that you are alive. That's why they call saved by the bell. For us in the hospital, most often you are brought there, and if you have died on the way because of wrong carriage and all that, probably there's little that you can do. But then if you come there, examine you properly to make sure that you are alive before put into the morgue. And the harm might have even happened during conveying those people to the hospital. Then when you come to the hospital, there are machines that will test your heart to make sure that you are dead. There are machines that also even test to see whether you are brain dead. There are processes that you go through to certify that you are truly dead.
In the case of Wednesday's disaster, do you think all these procedures were carried out before they were sent to the mortuary?
Probably the process of taking you to the morgue, there might be mistakes in there. If you are all dumped and then classified as you are dead, that's wrong. Ideally, there must be a medical officer to certify that you are dead. Then we have NADMO. I don't know the medical aspect of NADMO. I've not heard that in these disasters they call their doctors. Probably they have their medical outlet. I don't know. But then once they get to the hospital, and then there are doctors there, and their doctors are called, they'll go through a process to make sure that we don't put people who are alive in the morgue like that, no.
Will you advocate that the Ghana Medical Association should always have some kind of collaboration with NADMO in cases like that?
Every single thing in Ghana is politicized. That's why I said I don't know the aspect of NADMO.
Dr. Opoku Odisei proposed that a body be set up to educate Ghanaians on general first aid to help save lives during disasters.
If NADMO wants to collaborate with GMA and they will call us, we are always there, we will collaborate with them. All the disasters, they have not called us, as far as I'm aware. Even some of the statutory bodies that GMA is there, they are changing the laws to make sure that Ghana Medical Association is not represented on all those bodies. The FDA, the health insurance, and there are so many that consciously, they don't want doctors to be there. So now we are somehow digging our own grave gradually. If you don't want to respect the doctors, you don't want doctors to provide their professional thing that they're supposed to do. It will not help anybody. It will not help the country. It will not help the individuals. It will not help doctors. It will not help medical associations.
Now we've established all these concerns. But then who is supposed to do what and who is supposed to ensure what? Because I am convinced now that probably a lot of people have been sent to the morgue even when they had not yet joined their ancestors.
What I'm trying to say is that if you have a committee which borders on professionalism and you take the professionals out of that committee, that means somebody who set up the committee has made a mistake from the word go. Or if you don't put the appropriate person there and you go and pick your own person, the person could be a professional. On what platform would the person use to organize the people? For example, we have the Ghana Medical Association. We have its hierarchy, its leadership. So if you go and pick any other doctor from somewhere, that probably the association even might not know. What platform would that person use to call the association members to come and help? We will help. But what I'm saying is that probably during the carriage, putting them in the things must have happened. And then probably what we need to do is to try in the right season to educating Ghanaians, educating them in general first aid at the spot. How do you know that somebody has died? How do you lift a patient? How do you make sure that the airways are all right? What we call the first aid. Probably that's the way to go.